Hey there, welcome to the Living Fully Expressed podcast. I'm Brittany, your host and founder of the Divine Healing School. I'm so happy and thankful you're tuning in. I am a spiritual educator and a yoga teacher, and I focus on self-love and spirituality to help heal our bodies from the stresses of a busy lifestyle. From the moon, magic, meditation, chakras, and more, this show is all about helping you live authentically and fully expressed as the queen you are. I'm so excited. Let's dive in. Today's episode is all about mindfulness for moms. You deserve peace too. And this is even for my queens who don't have kids. You might have fur babies, but you know, everyone deserves some mindfulness, but I find moms feel like they don't deserve it the most. So this is like a little reminder that yes, mom, you do deserve some mindfulness in your life. And that's because life can be really hectic when you're a mom. 9 times out of 10, moms are the captain of the cruise ship, right? especially if you're a single mom. And while everyone commends moms, and I will say this too, only like moms know what moms do. But while everyone, you know, says they couldn't imagine how we do it, we really do have a lot on our plates. It's the mental load. It's the appointments. It's the what's for grocery or what's for dinner. So what groceries do I need? It's I have to go to work too and school and all of that good stuff. So that little minutia stuff, that day-to-day stuff can build up stress underlying it all. And if you're not giving yourself a space to consistently release it, like, you know, exercising or movement or meditating, even better, that can cause some buildup of stress that can be harmful. That's what causes burnout. That's what causes like depression and feeling so disconnected from who you are that you're like, who am I? I'm just mom, right? Or I'm just a wife. And so this is just me telling you that you deserve peace too. And I have 5 tips for you to practice more mindfulness in your day. Remember, only you can create the change you want. And these tips will help you if you felt like this. So I noticed for a long time, I kind of stopped consistently doing my self-care again. And I began to notice that like the days were almost too full or they came too fast and I wasn't able to process. It always felt like I was just passing out to go to sleep to the night before to like do it all over again. But there was never like, I just always felt like I needed just maybe a little bit of time in between the days or something because they were just all running together, but there was like no end. And I started getting back spasms and migraines again, and that's when I knew I was like derailing away from the self-care that I knew better to do for myself. So I took a pause from a lot of things and I got clear on what was really important to me in my life because I knew that this stress was not it. Like once my body starts exhibiting physical pain, I know that I've gone too far and that means I've been ruminating in my head for far too long. And I want these 5 tips to help save you from that feeling because it doesn't feel good. And it's hard being like your highest self with your kids and your husband or, you know, work. When you're exhausted, when you're burned out, when you have no more to give, like I say all the time, we are vessels. And not only are we constantly giving, but we're also holding things for people too. And that's where we and our own needs get neglected because we're so busy holding and giving for others. There's no holding and giving for ourselves. And that going on too long causes feeling of resentment and it causes you to stop listening to your body. For example, in myself, I had gotten so accustomed to feeling uncomfortable and not feeling safe. Like I would have to remind myself to eat because I wasn't listening to my hunger cues to the point unless I like didn't feel good or my body was like, hey, like, can you please eat? And that's only because I was just so out of connection with listening to what I needed that, you know, something like that made me realize, like, that's not good. So now I have to, like, tell myself, like, eat consistently. It's better now. But during those stressful times, that's one of the things that happens to me. So my first tip for you is to put the phone down. I know you're listening on the phone, but don't scroll all day anymore. Limit some of the social media. And even if you're like, I don't want to do that, Brittany, be mindful about what you're watching, right? Because even just one scroll past, like, maybe a negative or a scary story, or it could even have been a made-up story. That's the thing about social media, is you can get pulled into so many different angles and so many opinions and energies. And sometimes they're not even real. Like, they're just made up to get the viral, to get the attention. And then the social media also brings comparison. I know that myself, because I'm, you know, prior to the break, I noticed I would scroll and scroll. And while I would be super happy for all of the queens, you know, kicking butt on Instagram and Facebook, the only question I have for myself is, why am I not doing that? Right? But, like, that's a bad way to think of it, because I'm me, they're them. I'm not meant to do, like, what they're all doing. I'm meant to do what I'm doing. So that's why I'm not, you know, doing things the way they're doing, because I'm meant to do things my way here. And that's also for me to accept too. So if you start scrolling and you start feeling that pit of comparison, put the phone down. There's nothing wrong with listening to podcasts, of course. And if you're filling your cup and this is what does for you, that's fine. But I will say, if you've been letting your phone be your escape, find another way to escape, and then let your phone be a treat sometimes, because you can get, you know, warped in your own self-love game trying to follow what's on Facebook or social media. Because I love Facebook. I love social media in a healthy way. Too much of it makes my thumb hurt and I'm, like, super stressed. So my second tip for you to practice mindfulness, and before I get on to the second one too, the lack of the screen time for your eyes gives your brain a break. I don't know how to explain it, but when I didn't get on social media for a while, it made me so more mindful and in the moment. So this is just a great way to be in the moment, is to put the phone down and not be attached to what's in it, and to really enjoy your surroundings. The second tip is to create and stick to a non-negotiable me time. So, like, no matter what, you're going to do this for yourself every day. And if you forget, then you forget, and it's okay. You'll do it tomorrow, because, you know, sometimes things happen. But until you begin to start telling the universe and telling the people around you, like, no, this is my special time, people are going to assume that you're always available for them. And there's nothing wrong with, like, we're always available for our children, of course, but you have to have a healthy availability for yourself as well. And this is going to tie into my last tip, but I just want you to know that the only way that people are going to treat you differently is if you treat you differently. So if you've been putting your needs last, if you've been saying no to the things you want, if you've been playing small because, you know, you're afraid, that's what brings those people to you that takes advantage of you wanting to play small and not listening to your needs because you haven't taken care of them, right? So stick to it. Whether it's first thing in the morning, you have 5 minutes of meditation, or you do 5 minutes of meditation before bed, whatever it is that you decide to do, you know, I hope that it fills your cup. You want it to fill your cup so that you enjoy it, of course. But whatever it is, of course, you want to make it healthy and you want to make it consistent. Like, that is your home base for the day. Like, I've done my breath work, I'm good. I've done my meditation, I'm good. My third tip for you is start journaling how you feel. Because it can be easy to get caught up in our emotions and feel like our emotions are us, when really they're just fleeting emotions and they can actually tell us what we're feeling on the inside. So in my own emotional awareness and maturity journey, I've been noticing that the first week before my period, or the week before my period, is always highly, highly intense for me emotionally. I'm so hard on myself. I feel like this like cloud of sadness covers me. And it wasn't until I, again, was deeply into my spiritual journey that I was like, if I'm high vibe, feeling this good, like up until this week, like what's going on? And I started to journal how I feel, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's because of my hormones, that, you know what I mean? And when the feelings arise, I write them out, and then it's almost like they lift and they go away. So I know I can't change my hormones, but I can take back my power and claim that I am not my emotions, because clearly I'm not. I just had to let them out. And that's the thing with emotions and thoughts, just got to get them out. And that's why journaling is so nice. So whether you pick up a nice little reflection journal, I got mine from Five Below. I do one in the evening and one in the morning, and it's a nice way to do a self-check-in every day. And that could also be your non-negotiable thing. And then number four is start a gentle yoga or meditation practice. This is really key, because these practices will teach you how to have a mindful moment. So you may not want to be in meditation for hours on time, and that's completely fine, because who really got time for that now? But the longer, the better. And I'm also going to let you know why 10 minutes is like, I feel like the best time. I know 5 minutes is good too, even 2 minutes. But I find that 10 minutes is the great kind of, it's like the great little sweet spot where you've raised your vibration enough where you're beginning to feel it and you can even receive some messages. Whereas if you do 5 minutes, your body is just kind of prepping yourself, but 10 is that sweet spot. So if you can meditate for 10 minutes, that's awesome. You can even do a gentle yoga practice for 10 minutes, whatever you do. I say just doing something like that in those areas, because it will teach you how to carry that mindfulness off the mat. And that's one of my favorite things about it. I'm getting like my little husky voice here. And then my last tip for you before I end up sounding like a frog is allow your children to see you practicing mindfulness. And I'm going to tell you why. And the thing I witnessed today is what really means a lot to me. My daughter has been seeing me do yoga and meditate, you know, eating healthy, writing affirmations down, saying affirmations pretty much since she could remember things. And I took her outside today to ride her bike, and she's learning. And the part of where she rides the bike is kind of up a little hill, so it takes a little bit of pushing. And, you know, she acknowledged that it was a challenge for her. But then she told me, she said, "Mommy, I tell myself in my head that I can do it. I can do it." And I told her, I loved how she uses positive words to help her. And she's like, "Yeah, Mommy, because you use positive words." You have no idea what that did for me, because that's what it's about for me. My healing is inspiring her to heal herself or love herself, because I want to like have her self-love game so crazy by the time she's 18 that she does not ever have to question her worth or feel unworthy and feel less than because of what she went through, right? And like that kind of made me really happy, because I'm like, all right, I'm doing the right thing. You know, she's noticing. She does yoga. She does practice mindfulness. She's articulate about how she feels, because that's what we do here. We embrace our feelings. We let them go and we move on and we keep being the boss babes we are. So, queen, practice a little mindfulness. You deserve it. It's okay to not be doing something all the time. I know it feels weird. I know that you're like, you're asking me to do nothing. But yes, that's pretty much what mindfulness is doing nothing in the moment and just letting it be, right? So do me a favor, screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Brittany Rose Monas and let me know what was your favorite tip about mindfulness and adding it to your life. And if you do any of your own mindfulness, I'd love to hear about it too. I'm so thankful for you. I'm going to see you in the next episode. Hey Queen, I know that you think weight loss is the answer, but I'm here to tell you why it's not. I lost 70 pounds after having my little girl, and I thought it was going to be the answer to all my problems. I thought it was going to cure my self-worth or the fact that I didn't have any. I thought that it would improve my confidence and my self-esteem and how I carried myself in the world. Losing that weight only proved to me that it was a band-aid to what was really going on underneath it all. Even though I had reached the dream body that I'd always wanted, I still felt empty inside. It wasn't until I started my spiritual journey did I realize I was so far removed from my divine feminine energy, and that being disconnected from that energy was keeping me from receiving the rest, love, and support that all women need and have divine right to. And I became very passionate in helping other women activate their own divine light because I know how severe my burnout was, and I know how it's affecting so many other women. So if you're ready to have your own divine fresh start and move past from burnout so you can start feeling more ease in your work-life balance to show up as the mom and the queen you are, I invite you to download my top 3 secrets to unleash your inner goddess so that you never have to be far away from your divine connection again. And if you ever feel like you are, you can always come back to the super easy, user-friendly resource that you'll have access to for a lifetime. The link will be in the show notes.